shall we?
We shall.
Boop, beep, beep.
What is this, amateur hour?
I'm blacker than the ace of spades and more militant than you and your whole damn army put together. Why you out there chanting that rally and browbeating politicians? I'm taking out any money funk sucker on a humble that gets in my way. So I'll tell you what. When your so-called revolution starts, you call me, and I'll be right down front showing you how it's done. But until then, you need to shut the fuck up when grown folks is talking. Now, can you dig it?
Ladies, gentlemen, and scholars, the world's first quantum repair podcast live from the Thicken Farms compound of the Beta Curtain District, your star players, Gemini Jackson, the Burrito Bandito, Brian McFly, and Arthur Dude. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, of course, you scholars. I'm your fearless and greasy host, Gemini Jackson, summon the Quantimino with model of the millennium, Brian McFly. Sup? And our resident hyena, Arthur Dude.
Howdy, ninjas.
The Burrito Bandito.
With both dudes.
Joins us from the other side of the glory hole. Now, let's get this party started with Double X, Quantimino.
Dynamite. That was very well done, Gemini Jackson.
Thank you. I appreciate it for the very first time. Every single time.
80% of the time.
Speaking of the first time, Burrito's Tinderbox.
New segment?
Brand new segment.
Without a good name.
We're mulling the name.
It's not a bad name. I like the name.
Yeah,
it's a working title,
but
what does it mean, though, Tinderbox? Is that a real thing?
Yeah, Tinderbox is like a bundle.
How you start a fire?
Like you put together a kindling. So this is like the things you would light first.
It's what you use to burn photographs.
But what's the box?
Look at this photo.
Is it an actual box?
That's in the box.
I've never heard Nickelback on the radio and not enjoyed it. I know you're supposed to hate it.
What is on Joey's head?
It's a funny line.
Or Mikey's head.
I've never heard Nickelbox and not immediately burned.
Wow. Burrito's Nickelbox.
Burrito's Nickelbox now. That's the name of the segment.
We're going to stick with that.
We're done. Yeah. We're done. We can continue on with our lives.
Mark it, J-Mark.
Mark the tape, J-Mark. Burrito's Nickelbox. So, what is in this Nickelbox and why is it called a Nickelbox?
So, I guess these are all bands that I don't really care for.
Sure.
That I think other people do.
And we'll say from like the 90s to the 2000s, maybe the 2010s.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, this is where I'm going to argue with you. I don't think people do care about the bands you're about to talk about, but maybe so. Go ahead. I don't know what bands.
Pearl Jam?
I would argue statistically.
Yeah, for sure.
Anyways, I guess I should just let you say the bands first.
Yeah. So we're going to go one band at a time. You know,
he just wanted you to know that you're in for a fight.
Are you going to
be multiple rounds today?
This is going to be a recurring segment.
So do you go one round or two each segment, or? Or are you going to knock it out of the park today and bring up
today?
You need to save some bands.
Yeah, I guess I got to save some.
Yeah.
I got to save some.
You want to just throw a couple to get our feet wet?
Well, okay. So let me start this with an anecdote.
Let him preface this by saying,
I'm not good at remembering names in general. Like, I have trouble with names of people. First of all,
you know, I've developed the skill of not caring about people's names anymore.
Yeah. But that unskill bleeds over into like remembering band names and remembering song titles for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that comes from just like listening to CDs that I have just straight through.
You just know track
numbers. Not really
caring.
Yeah. I know track numbers. Yeah.
I think it's because this information isn't important, or it's not important to you. So your brain's like, I'm not going to store this shit.
I wish I had that capacity. Did we talk about how, 7-Eleven lady?
Wait, what?
At the convenience store. She told me that her uncle had the same name as me, and then he died. But he was an electrician, and he lived a good life. And I was thinking to myself, I didn't say it to her, but I was thinking, why the fuck did you just tell me that?
Monkey's out of the bottle.
I'm never going to be able to fucking forget that.
You told her that with your eyes, though.
If people tell me shit, I'm just like, it gets in there and it doesn't go away.
Gemini has a really good memory, and I have a really shitty memory.
I want a shitty memory because it's like, there's definitely shit I don't need to remember, but it'll just come prancing in my head. I should have been like, did he get electrocuted?
So in order to get some material for this, right?
Yeah, what's in the Nickelbox?
What's in the Nickelbox?
sucks.
I had to go listen to like a playlist, a 90s playlist. So that
what'd
I
you
could,
type in?
Is this a random playlist? Where did you get in? This from?
No, this is a 90s playlist. Off. It was just one on Spotify.
That doesn't sponsor us.
They don't sponsor us.
Yeah, yeah. It was off of a popular streaming service.
The Slam City Official Radio Stream Service.
Yeah.
That's the name of it. It's not great.
Was it Tidal, dude? Were you on Tidal?
This was called the Nickelbox Playlist.
Okay. Nickelbox Playlist.
Yeah. And I was doing this so that I figured I'll listen until I hear a song that I remember that I don't like and try to listen to it and see if I still don't like it.
Uh-huh.
So you're going all
look,
the way through.
Look at this guy. Yeah. He's actually like invested into finding out, it was I correct as a child?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Because, I mean, you know, 90s was a while ago now. So I put on this playlist and go about my work. So the first song that comes on, Rage Against the Machine, Killing in the Name Of. Great, great song, right? Big Rage fan. I'm like, cool, sweet, you know, rocking out.
Killing in the Name Of.
Second song that comes on, System of a Down. Chop Suey. Right?
That's fun one.
Yeah, so
we've,
I'm like,
we've named that one before.
The toxicity of the city of our city.
So I'm rocking out at my desk and I'm like, man, I hope
I love this shit.
There's actually a song that comes up soon that, you know,
you can
I don't
throw
like.
In the nickel box.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Third song.
And I immediately know this is a piece of shit song that
excellent.
I hate.
A piece of shit song. Let's
Can
hear
you
it.
Guess what
okay.
it was?
Why, yeah,
you gotta
nice.
Give us some hints. I need like some boom-chi hints.
It's from the 90s?
It's the one band that I can never remember the name of, but I know I hate it.
Pearl Jam.
Exactly. It was a Pearl Jam song.
It was Jeremy.
And I finally know. Oh, no, it no. wasn't.
It was Black.
It was
Alive?
Even Flow.
Even Flow!
How's it go?
Well, I don't know that one.
I don't remember.
Or maybe I do, but...
No, you definitely know it.
I called it.
I could get it off
I called
like
it
the first
blacked.
Couple of notes.
I think it's just Black.
It is just Black. I just wanted to address that.
I'm looking at the lyrics and I'm thinking, I don't know why I think I'm going to know what the song is by looking at the lyrics.
Yeah.
Like, I need to hear
it
the
lyrics. It says Yardle, 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 Yardle.
Yeah, Yardle. Oh.
That's a style, though, right?
Yardle. Wait, Yardle?
You got to Yardle it.
Yardling.
Yardling is when you yarl and shit.
So, hey,
how did it go? How did it go?
Are you gonna play? Can you play this?
Just a little bit.
All right, cue it on. So
just a tip.
He doesn't want to give it to us all the way because then we will get flagged.
What? No, I don't know this.
Yeah,
wait
you do.
Till
hold
the
on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't mind it, dude. I don't mind it at all.
I can't stand it. And I guess what? I still can't stand it.
I can't stand it. I know you planned it. I'm going to set it straight, this Watergate.
That might be on his list, too.
No way is that on your list.
Could be.
No, that's not on my list.
What is it? What? I mean,
what
I
about it?
I think it's his voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The yarling?
No, the yardling.
Because as soon as the other two that you guys mentioned, Jeremy and Alive,
Jeremy.
Came on.
Uh-huh.
He said Blacked.
Blacked.
Oh, well, I only got to three on my
No, that's fine.
On my
Jeremy
list.
And Alive both came on, and you hated them both.
Candidates.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, this has got to be that guy again. And it was.
That guy again.
This has got to be
Pearl
Scott
Jam.
Stapp.
Mr. Pearl Jam.
Mr. Pearl Jam. I don't know why I don't. And it's not like the genre, because I like other like grunge bands, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I like even guys that kind of sound like him, you know, like, I don't know, maybe.
Creed?
Like, Lifehouse?
Lifehouse?
You give him other.
No, how's it go?
Do those? I don't remember.
Hanging by a moment.
Hanging by a moment
here with you.
I guess his voice is a little bit deeper though, because I was thinking like
Lifehouse,
like the kind of music, like Soundgarden.
Makes the
for
Betty's
instance.
Wet. True or false?
Right?
The Soundgarden is similar.
Soundgarden's
they're in the family. The Seattle Sound.
Yeah. Okay, I was thinking
like
Savage
a
Garden.
Garden. Thing. No, not Savage
Garden. Chicka Cherry Cola.
Yeah, like Chris Cornell. Like I like the way he sounds. That's good stuff. So I don't know what it is, but it maybe, I don't know.
Well, you're not it's alone. Just, I mean,
whenever his shit comes
Thank
on.
You. They're a very polarizing band. I mean, people either love them or hate them.
Are there other people that don't like
Pearl
Jam?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of people.
Oh, there's a lot of people that don't like Pearl Jam.
You're, I mean,
this is a nation divided,
to, you know, not to diminish your hatred right now.
Yeah.
And many people are ignorant of Pearl Jam. Like, maybe never even heard of them before.
Did you know there are people who are lucky enough to have never heard of Pearl Jam?
Imagine that.
We've talked about this. I like the Yellow Ledbetter. I don't need it. And then I also like the that they do a cover of that. What's that? It was like, I mean, that's fun, dude. Yeah.
The Lord took her away from me. I got to heaven, so I got to be good. So I can hear my baby when I leave this world. Where am I?
That's their least Pearl Jam sounding song, because it's not.
Which is their best song.
It sounds like a 60s pop song.
Right.
So the band, I always get confused with it.
Which is R.E.M.
Not because they sound the same.
Why is it?
I don't know.
You get them confused with R.E.M.?
Yeah. That's
He's losing insane. His religion.
That's crazy.
He doesn't know the frequency, Kenneth.
I did run across R.E.M. songs in the playlist.
Uh-huh. Did you hear them?
I got to
End of the World?
The one I love.
Okay.
Yeah, that's this one, one goes out.
I also don't like this song.
That's not really a good one.
That's a terrible song.
It's not terrible, and they have better songs.
Goes out.
Losing My Religion came on.
That's a good
one. And I remember not liking it.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, all right, this isn't too bad. But then I really didn't let it finish. I skipped it. I was like,
it has its parts.
Yeah, I like that song.
Yeah. So I'm also not into that. So those are my first two for burritos. Nickel
box.
Yeah.
And you were going to throw those in the box and burn them, is what you're saying.
Yeah, so number one is Even Flow by Pearl Jam off the record.
He's saying
10.
The whole band.
Yeah, the whole band.
He said throw the whole band away.
But if you were going to make the Nickel box playlist, though, you'd have to pick a song.
Oh, okay. Then, yeah, Even Flow, Jeremy, and Alive.
You can't put like max.
All of them.
Oh, you want to make a maximum playlist.
He wants all of them in there.
We're just talking about the CD size playlist, and then you can make the maximum playlist.
Like a compilation
for those
album?
Streaming services.
So if you're going to make a kids bop of everything you hate.
Yeah, pretty much. That's a CD version, but we're going to talk about the max version. The max version would have the three
That's
Pearl
funny.
Jam songs on it.
I do like it to pick one. Is there one that
you could pick?
Yeah,
pick your least favorite one.
One that if you heard right now would just get your
specifically
damn
specifically for the band.
Well, Even Flow is the one I heard first.
And
that was the one
it.
That tricked him.
Immediately.
Yeah.
I always thought Jeremy was like the worst song.
I like Jeremy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I like
the nation
them.
Divided.
Jeremy smoking class today.
It's about like a school shooter, which I think is fun,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So it's Pumped Up Kicks.
I haven't actually got into even looking at the lyrics.
I was Pumped Up Kicks, but
Pearl Jam's out
kicks.
Here being like, say his name.
Say this is Jeremy, our incel king.
Bullshit.
I want to be Elliot Rodgers of the 90s, dude. You guys know Elliot Rodgers?
Yeah, I don't know Elliot.
I guess I'll put R.E.M. The One I Love also.
Yeah, that's
on. Yeah. So
that's the token R.E.M. song.
I mean, that is a bad
that
song.
That is one of their worst ones.
Garbage.
Those
Everybody
are my
hurts.
First two
could,
tracks on my. On my
Everybody Hurts is a jam.
Burritos Nickel Box.
So we got Burritos Nickel Box. That's a fun thing to do is like you make us guess who it is.
I should actually make this playlist.
Yes.
I'm not stopping you.
I mean, then, Art has been assigning you this homework assignment for a while now.
It's got to be. Well, yeah, but I mean, I didn't realize this was the assignment, so.
You've discovered it finally.
Finally.
Yeah. A year later.
He lets you Indiana Jones this.
Yeah. And it's going to be maximum because you're going to have the maximum playlist.
99 right. tracks or 78
then,
minutes.
Then
so you
got to
start with the
songs.
99 tracks, and then you got to drill it down from there.
No, I guess 78 minutes if we're going to put it on one compact disc.
Yeah, you're talking about the CD version, but we're also talking about the
jukebox
streaming version. No, the one where you could have. Yeah,
oh,
jukebox.
So no, you should actually make this on Spotify.
That's what a nickel box
yeah,
is. You put a nickel in the jukebox and play some songs.
Right. Make it titled Burritos Nickel Box.
Yeah, no, exactly. That's
okay.
what I wanted to do.
Or just
do.
Call
yeah.
it Nickel Box. You don't
no,
need to put burrito in
put
front
burritos
of it.
Nickel Box.
No, it's like my burrito. Would you call like your CD, like your album, Burritos Nickel Box?
Yes.
Would you just call it burrito, Nickel Box by Burrito?
I write burrito on everything.
All right.
He just writes, like whenever he goes to Chipotle
yes.
and they write his name on his burrito, It just looked like they labeled it.
So is it like, is it spelled out and the O in box is like a burrito emoji or something like that?
It's a frowny face.
No, it's written in like Chinese font. It's weird.
Like a takeout box?
Like a takeout box. Nope, sorry.
Uh-uh.
That's the Black Keys.
Do they do? We went over this. They've done that before too.
No, it was the Vapors.
No, I'm saying that.
Oh, you're right. This happens every time you say that.
Yeah.
I go, oh, they did the.
No, my favorite song? And I'm like, no, it's literally.
It sucks that I can't sing my favorite song anymore.
I know. It is the Vapors.
You need to sit your little sexy ass.
Yeah, I read up about that.
Wedgies by
Everybody
Brian.
It was kung fu fighting. It's fun.
Wedgie is a complex move in kung fu.
Wedgie is?
Yeah.
Well, you are right, but what I wanted to bring up was that I was on Tinder the other day, dude.
Hey.
And,
speaking of Tinder boxes.
Yeah.
Did you find yourself a box on Tinder?
Well,
a $5 box?
Did you get a metaphorical wedgie on the chat?
Did you get to experience separating the wedgie from hell?
Wait. Did she send you pics and it was a front wedgie?
Ooh!
No. I mean, no. In a sense. I mean, not really, but... So I matched with this girl, and like, you know, sometimes you...
You matched or you batched?
I matched is like you...
I want to know what batching is, though.
What is batching, dude?
Is that where you have like 3+ partners all at the same time?
Like, yeah, you got a batch.
Until you prove it guilty, deny everything.
So I
hate that song.
They can...
That's it!
I don't know that song.
Prove it guilty.
Deny everything. Deny.
Short music for short people.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's one of the worst. It's in the bottom 90.
It's in Burrito's nickel box.
Yeah.
Shit.
Now, I bet if you heard it and you remembered
he would like
it, you'd be like, it's not that bad.
Yeah. All right. So, wedgies.
Some people's nickel box is Burrito's
other people's
beer
treasure.
Song.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. You should have the flip side of the playlist called the beer songs.
The beer song.
Beer songs and nickel
boxes. Yes, Burrito's beer song
list. Actually, beer songs and nickel boxes is not a...
That's the name of like an album.
B-side rarity.
Yeah.
Beer songs and nickel boxes?
Yeah, that's a B-side, the B-sides and rarities collection.
Yeah, it is.
Because not all of them are good. Some of them are good. Some are...
Most of them are garbage.
True. So anyways, Tinder, you can connect your Instagram to it. So I connected with this girl and she was like really goofy. She was really cute, but she seemed like a lot of red flags, but fun.
Hey.
But
call me sometime.
But she was like she's like really cute and she was talking to me, so that was kind of a red flag.
That's a red flag as hell.
I was like, why are you
do you realize you're cute?
Something wrong with
you? Can
you
define talking to people that don't know about this culture?
What do you mean?
Is it just like chatting? Or are you talking on the phone?
Oh, no.
You have face-to-face conversations?
Chatting. Like DMs.
Like at
texting.
A coffee bar? Okay.
DMs in the app itself. So I'm looking at her profile, and it's like she has an Instagram picture of her on a bed, like has a shirt, she's in her panties, and her feet, I don't know how to explain it. Her feet, she's laying on her stomach, and her legs are folded over towards her ass.
Yeah.
And she's giving herself kind of a wedgie with her feet,
toes.
With her toes. Like she has her toes.
Right.
She has her underwear on her toes.
On her toes. And she's pulling the underwear,
up
her ass crack.
So I was like, you know, just talking to her. I was like, you know, about this picture.
Yeah.
I was like, you know.
What'd you start with?
I said, it's dumb, dude. I feel
do
like.
Do it. Tell,
oh, no.
Tell me.
I was just like, how dare you put this picture of you giving yourself a wedgie with your toes on here? And she's like, LOL, I do wedgie content. And I was like, oh, wait, is that a real thing? And she was like, yeah, Google me.
Oh, no.
And so you Googled her.
So I Google her first.
You Googled her.
All I do is I Googled her first name and wedgie, and it came up, dude. She's like,
holy shit, she's a wedgie queen.
She has a wedgie operation, and this is like a community, dude. This is like a porn community where people are just giving wedgies, like atomic wedgies. And people are jerking off. And I'll tell you something. I didn't hate it.
Sure.
It's not my thing.
No.
But I could do it for a week or so, like the lactation porn. I could give it a shot.
Like, if you were to be quarantined to this only, like, this is your only source of nutrition.
I wouldn't hate it.
You wouldn't hate it. Okay.
Because you're seeing the ass. You're seeing ass.
Yeah.
Also, she was kind of, I think she gets, like, obviously gets, like, a sexual kick to it. So she's, like, so she's kind of squirming and she likes it. And it was kind of hot.
Yeah. So how'd this go?
That was it. I mean, we talked for a couple more minutes, and then that was it.
Oh, wow.
She's just, like, in town. She's, like, on a wedgie tour.
You didn't have the bills for the skills.
You
didn't have the bills for the skills.
You didn't go out to the wedgie tour?
Yeah, I feel like I could have worked it to where I could have given her a wedgie, but I didn't. I was like, this one.
Did
this
it come with
crazy.
A price tag?
It might have. I wasn't sure about that either.
No, I don't. Yeah, well, maybe, but I feel like you shortchanged yourself here.
How?
Of an experience.
That's true. I would have given her a wedgie, but it just she seemed weird though.
Yeah, that's the point.
But I just, it seemed it was scary. Also, dude, she was traveling the country with her brother. And I know this doesn't sound weird, but I was like, I looked at her Twitter, but I Googled, I found her Twitter, her and she has a lot of wedgie stuff in there.
Sure.
And like, part of it is like, she's like traveling the country with her brother.
Uh-huh. Who's also.
Who's like helping her somehow. She didn't like specifically
he's
say.
He's like her social media manager.
Yeah, I was thinking a manager, or a driver, like, bodyguard.
He was probably the first wedgie giver of her.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, dude, he awakened something
but
in
he's
her.
Also, I think he's videotaping the wedgie content. He's like videotaping her OnlyFans shit.
So he's a content manager too?
No, but it's her brother is what he's talking about.
It's her brother.
It's a little bit weird,
It's
a little bit weird.
It's her.
I like it, but it is weird, dude.
It's her brother?
Yeah. So
I think it's her real brother.
Brother?
Though.
Maybe they have different
there's
fathers.
There's no rules that it can't be your real brother.
That's true. Your brother?
Can
be real.
Yeah, your brother.
Could actually maybe they're really close like that. They could be close like that. Who knows?
I like when it's like a brother. Like they're like brother. It's like, oh, brother.
What do you mean?
Because it's obvious they're obviously not related.
What do you mean?
And it's a black dude.
Oh. Yeah, I know you like that.
.com
Black Tradition.
Yeah.
Anyway, so wedgies, it's a thing. Look
no,
it up.
That was
it's not bad.
That was interesting, and I think you know, I think you should have pursued it.
I guess so. I don't. For some reason, I just like. Because
get with the price, man. Just say that part.
I don't think it's the price thing. I think it's the price of your emotional availability because it does feel like a hassle.
No, erase the word emotional, though.
She was a lot, dude. I mean, it would have been.
No, it's just not like he's gonna get like hot and bothered by her, but it's like you only have so much space for like.
I
interaction.
I didn't
when I check his
that.
Outlook calendar, man, it's wide open.
Yeah, but it's
but not
like,
for that.
Yeah, but it's like in order to deal with hassles,
yes,
you have to have the energy to deal with hassles, and I think your energy was low.
Let's say she invited you. She sent you the Outlook invite.
There'd be
I
probably
don't know.
More impetus.
There would have been, yeah, but I might have come up with some excuse to not do it. But I might have done it. I will say, like, I've met up with some like. Women that I'm like, oh, that she's gonna be crazy, and it does take a lot out. It takes a lot out of you
in a trailer park, and she's not even there.
That's right. Yes. So,
no, yeah, it's exhausting.
So it's like it's weird because I'm looking for someone that is willing
for love
to have sex with me and not want a relationship, but I'm also wanting them to be normal.
Many faces. Yeah,
is a wedgie a wrong place?
No,
yeah, I think like your Venn diagrams have too
difficult.
Many circles.
I know, there's like a bunch of circles.
It's an unrealistic compound of circles.
Like not a bitch, nice, not crazy, also
cute.
Wants to have like cute, also wants to have like random sex with a stranger. I mean, it's...
And then a specific stranger being you. It's
me, yes.
That's a list of red flags.
Yeah, but I have found people in the... It's in the middle of that Venn diagram.
Fit, like three of the five?
At least.
Wow.
Usually. Or less.
Or less. Three or five. Three out of the five or less.
So these dogs.
What's up, dog?
I have a you know, this is a Brian
dog?
Heavy DXQ.
Yeah.
It's
but
right.
Okay, so there's some more dog trouble in my apartment complex.
Oh no, that's right, because you
the
have
you
a yappy
mailed.
Dog. The you got mail that ended abruptly.
Yeah.
The
I think
your neighbor. No, they didn't have dogs, but you introduced yourself like an old man.
Oh, right, right.
And you asked them, do y'all live here?
And they said, yeah.
Yeah.
Can
right.
you mind your own fucking business,
all right,
you
bye.
Old piece of shit?
Hey, don't follow us into our apartment. Yeah. Well, I wasn't going to do that.
What?
I got Bartles and James at my place.
Bartles and James?
You guys interested in hanging out?
I have some Kahlua in Malibu if you guys want
to swing
by.
You guys interested? Yeah. It's like 20 years old last time I drank.
It's all separated, too.
Just been holding on to it.
Ew!
I knew this time would come. Put me in, coach.
Okay, so I started hearing some more barking, dude. And you guys know I hate barking dogs.
You
hate
barking?
The same puppy?
Yeah, is it the same puppy?
No, no.
New puppy.
It is a full-grown-ass dog.
A new neighbor with a barking dog.
Right directly under me.
Oh no!
And the dog has been waking me up every morning this week, 10 minutes before my alarm goes off. Do you, I mean, do you agree that this is an annoying thing?
It's egregious.
I could like just turn off my alarm now and just wait for this fucking dog. So I went around the apartment looking because I didn't know it was right under me. So I kind of walked around trying to hear. I was trying to echolocate this dog.
He barks a lot.
He was putting his glass kinda to each and every door, listening for fucking almost dogs.
And I figured out it was like they have these like businesses underneath our apartments.
Oh, so, dude, and it's like a doggy dog daycare.
No, there's no sign. It is a business area, but it just looks like someone's in there doing some. I don't know what they're doing.
Masturbating.
But I saw the dog.
They're bringing their dog to bark.
To bark.
Yeah, they bring it.
They rented
specifically
that space out just to let their dog bark.
Well, they're doing a good job because the dog is barking and I hate it. But it's a little. It's a Dachshund, a very cute little dog. I found it. I saw it through the window. And,
how much was that doggy in the window?
I don't know, dude. But yeah, I want to
take this up with the apartment complex.
No, I want to talk with the waggly tail.
Yeah, I don't know, dude. But like, and I was home with COVID, and it was just barking all day, and it really pissed me off. I hate it. So here's what I've been doing, and I know it's wrong, and I want you to tell me what I need to
meditating?
Do.
Meditating?
No.
Masturbating?
No. I've been pounding the floor every time it barks. So if it goes, ruff, 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 I will
thing.
Pound it three times. I will pound on the ground three times.
Yeah.
Tit for tat. And that's not the right thing to do. But what's the... So anyways...
No, I think it'll make the dog bark more.
That's fine. I'll keep... Anyways, the old me would just kept...
Doing this
fine.
Until you burnt yourself out.
Yeah, until I break my fucking heel.
Yeah.
So I want to like leave a note, dude. You know I want to leave a note.
Yeah.
But you guys made fun of me for leaving a note last
time.
Dude,
you're a note leaver.
But I don't want to be. I should I go down and talk to them in a nice way? Or should I just let sleeping
that
dogs
is,
lie?
That is literally the appropriate thing to do.
So go down and level with them like a human being.
Yeah.
That's what's called neighborly love.
That sucks dicks.
I hate it.
Because it's like, you inconvenienced me first, and now I have to inconvenience myself again to rectify the situation.
And look like an asshole.
Yeah, because like, oh, you don't like dogs? It's like, no, I don't like dogs barking.
Also, they're like, what do you want me to do? I'm like, I don't know, fucking strangle
train your
it.
Dog.
Okay, yeah, that.
Okay. two different approaches. I gave you two different approaches.
Hey, kill it or train it. I don't know. But the
love
thing
it
is,
or leave it.
We're both facing the train and bus station, so every time a bus comes by,
it's
it
loud.
Barks.
Oh, wow.
It barks.
Oh, wow, and that's every 15 minutes.
Yes.
Wow.
So, I don't know. Maybe I'll go talk to her. That's what I'll do. I won't leave a note. I'll be a human being.
Is she cute?
Monkey's out of the bottle.
I'm assuming it is a woman.
Okay.
I'm assuming it's a woman. If it's not a woman,
yeah.
I mean,
is it going to be a different situation?
No, no. I'm just saying, if it's not a woman,
you're gonna fall in love.
I mean, you can fucking do something to me. I'll eat my hat, dude.
You're gonna. Okay, I see.
I'll eat my own ass if it's a.
You'll
if it's
eat
a man.
Your own ass if it's a man.
Because I'm that sure it's a woman.
He's 100% positive
because
it's a woman
if
that
it's a
he
man,
will come back and say, guys, I got to eat my own ass.
Hey, would you? Why?
I don't know how I'm gonna do it.
A man.
This is how you're gonna do it.
A man would have doggy control, dude.
Oh wow,
that's what I think.
But if you had to eat your own ass, I'd give you a loaf of bread that you'd have to wipe your ass with it and eat each slice.
No, no, no.
What do you mean?
He wants you to eat your own shit.
No, it's
but
not your own
different
shit.
Than eating your ass.
He's just wiping his ass.
No, eating ass is different than actually eating ass.
Yeah, I'm just licking my asshole.
That's eating ass.
Either way.
I mean, if you want to bring some bread just to kind of like
sure.
a palate cleanser, that'd be fine.
Yeah, sorbet.
A literal eating ass.
Anyways, thanks for the advice. I'll go talk to her.
Burrito? What do you think you should do, Burrito?
Yeah, that's good advice.
What would you say?
Have you ever been in that situation or known someone that has?
No. I've never lived anywhere where they've
let people have dogs. Bark. A dog can
no,
easily
no,
be trained.
I've never lived anywhere where pets were allowed.
Look at that.
With reason.
That's your
solution.
I know.
I would love that, dude.
That's your solution.
I would love it.
So where you live, if you pay the pet deposit, you can have a pet. But what's the excessive noise rule? And I think dogs barking is probably some keywords written down somewhere.
I mean, I don't know. I don't want to go to the...
You should go to the leasing office and ask, and they'll be like, it's one bark per 10 minutes.
what if I went down there and I said, look, I'm trying to be neighborly, and I give her a gift, and inside of it is a collar, a barking collar.
A shock collar?
A shock collar.
Want to be a baller. Shock collar.
That's a little Ford.
We should make a brand of shock collars. Call it Want to Be a Baller.
That's not bad.
Baller shock collars?
Yeah. Want to be a, no, it's called Want to Be a Baller, and it's a shock collar.
It's a little long.
I want to be a baller.
Shock collar.
Is the
20-inch blades. Yeah. I am Pauler.
That's a lot of letters.
All right. That was Double X Quantum.
Not funny, but you guys gave me some good advice.
You're right.
Valute us, financial advisors. When you gotta lose some weight, why wait? Julio will help you diversify your holdings. Flat rate. Always great. Julio gets it done. Call Julio Tejas today. Or regret it tomorrow. Julio Tejas.
And this is the news.
Dad saddled with $20,000 credit card bill after daughter's in-game spending spree on Genshin Impact.
Oh my God.
I feel like this happens all the time, right?
Right.
Where?
Okay, but
yeah, there's a detail.
However,
there's a detail here that pisses me off even more.
This guy's daughter is 18 years old. She's a grown goddamn adult.
Was that the issue, Brian, that you're facing here?
That I'm facing? Yeah. I'm like, I would already be pissed, but I'm like,
I'm not paying this.
I'm not fucking paying this.
She spent this amount in 6 weeks.
Jeez.
Jesus Christ.
Monkey yeah.
That's like,
bottle, man.
Well, like $3,500 a week.
I mean, God bless the man who has to pay this this bitch's bill every month. With
when I read the article the before there was a fucking paywall in there.
Calling you out.
I believe it said that the bank had forgiven half of it.
What? That's generous. Nice. They shouldn't have done that.
That is generous.
Yeah. I'm on the bank side for once, dude.
Jesus Christ, you're a big bank now?
I think the bank should not have done that.
Are you looking her up?
Yeah, I'm trying to see if she's hot or not. Dude. I have a feeling this is hot behavior, dude.
Yeah, this is definitely
I believe they live in Singapore.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they're rich.
Oh yeah, dude. Do they cane people in Singapore? Is that a real thing?
are you saying she should probably be caned?
Maybe for like leaving gum on the sidewalk.
No,
but
for graffiti, they cane that dude.
If they do that for graffiti, then for this, there should be some at least a couple.
Graffiti is definitely less than $20,000.
Yeah,
of a crime, unless
it's not
like
egregious.
Unless it's like graffiti on something important.
I actually have this game downloaded.
Really? Have you ever bought?
Yeah, did you boss about $20,000?
Well, no, I've never spent. I'm not a. I'm more of a. What is it?
FPS.
FTP. Free to play.
Yeah.
Oh, FTP.
Yeah, I like that.
My dad spends.
Model.
I'd love to know how much he spends on this, but I just learned that he for years he played like this casino games.
Yeah.
And he just like would do it, and then I found out recently that he like pays to get the money. And I'm like, I bet he might spend like hundreds of, or maybe even $1,000 a month. If I had to guess, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if he did because he's
What's
on it
the catch
all the
here?
Time.
What's the catch
There's
here?
There's no catch, dude. You just win anything.
You just put real money in it.
Yeah, and with no opportunity to win money. It's not a real casino game.
What's the name of this fucking
app? It's just like a slot.
We need to
it's called slots.
Clone this shit.
Yeah.
And just take old people's money.
He's a
Slam City Slots.
Someone's
what
already
do you guys
doing
think?
It.
Yeah, but maybe we can do it better. Maybe we can put titties on it.
Oh, dude. Slots.
Sluts.
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 Slut machine.
Like slut
God's
machine.
Vagina.
Yeah. I think we're on to something.
Yeah, so I mean, it's not just young thotties that are wasting money on these games. It's my dad, too. Old thotties, like my dad.
Young and old thotties.
So real quick, can you describe Genshin Impact for people that have never
Genshin
heard of it?
Impact.
It's an app game, right?
Yeah, I really can. I played maybe for
it's
10
like
minutes
a,
or so.
Is it a role-playing
game? It's like
game?
An open world. Yeah, it's a
open world.
What do you do, battle?
Yeah, but you like the main thing is like it has
leveling
what's
up.
Called a gacha system, which is like basically loot crates. Like you get drops and stuff, and you unlock the characters like that.
A stash of stuff.
You unlock the characters and you upgrade them that
You're
way.
You're selling me, man.
And
that's
like,
how I'm gonna spend $20K.
All
I gotta
the
have
characters,
all of them.
Exactly, and all the characters are like cute anime chicks.
Bullshit.
All right. Ooh. And some dudes, cute anime dudes
yeah.
too.
Yeah. That's what I downloaded.
That's
it.
The draw. Right? Upskirts.
And so you're just having all the freebies. You're not.
Are you fucking.
I found her.
Are you fucking for real?
Yeah, she's not cute. She's weird looking.
It's a wide angle lens.
No, she's just weird looking.
Look how big her arms are. It's definitely wide angle
yeah,
lens.
Yeah, but regardless. Oh, wait.
Irregardless.
Speaking of messing up with money,
Bankhound's at 130 million pounds in Christmas blunder. The airment around 75,000 people woke up on Christmas morning to a surprise payment from the bank. Are you still on Bankside here?
No.
Big bank take little
for the
bank.
Money back, didn't they?
I bet they didn't even ask.
They froze it all up.
They just took it back and didn't even address anything about it. They probably didn't even like send out an email. Oh, you might have seen these transactions. Don't worry about it. It's an error.
The best part of the story, though, is
there was
the name
a story.
Of the bank.
What's the story? Santander? Oh yeah.
What, Carlos Santander?
Santander Claus.
Yeah, it's Santa.
Oh, that's
fine. The bank is Santa.
Santander. Wow. Yeah, because they might have thought, oh, maybe the bank is finally, you know, doing their fair share for society instead of just taking record profits.
You're right.
There's just a Christmas bonus. But they did, dude. You know what? You know what? Fuck banks, because they also forgave that woman in the that girl in the last story.
$10,000 credit.
So fuck banks.
He's not with banks no more.
90 Day Fiancé star selling farts in a jar is hospitalized. This is an update from that, that girl who's selling her fart jars. Apparently she was farting. I kind of skimmed the story, but apparently she was just doing it so much that she thought she was having a heart attack.
Sorry, what?
She was so full of gas. Like she's shifted her diet enough to where she got so gassy that she thought she was having a heart attack.
Is that what it is?
So she's eating gas.
She's eating specific foods and that's what's fucking her up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beans, the magical fruit.
Everything. Protein shakes.
Damn.
Beans? Eggs?
Selling egg farts?
Yes!
Oh, my God.
That's in the mix. Yogurt?
No, do you think, like, there's specific strain of farts?
Man, I bet you could give her some 100-year eggs and request them.
Dude, because egg farts. Oh, dude, yeah, that's the next service, is that you send her the food.
Oh, yeah.
And she farts your food, and it's, like, $2,500.
That's value. That's not value. Bad, dude.
Yeah.
You gotta let her know
custom.
About that.
Custom?
Yeah.
Although
well,
she seems
I think
like
she's out of the game.
Down.
Yeah. Yeah. I think she might be out of
the
game.
Here's a direct quote that that J Mark put in this in the notes. Quote, I was overdoing it. So.
Okay, let me ask you a question, Brian.
Yeah?
If you could sell one fart for $1,000, how many farts are you farting?
I'm farting until I can't fart no more.
Until the orders stop coming in.
Until the orders stop. Because this is
would
like.
You
until
feel
you have
like,
an actual heart
would
attack.
Would you at any point feel like you're overdoing this?
After I made $1 million, maybe I'd be like, okay, this isn't worth it anymore.
Do you think after $1 million it wouldn't be worth it anymore for $1,000 a fart?
I think at some point you go, man, these are worth way more than $1,000. My time and my farts are worth more than $1,000 now.
Yeah, I can appreciate like Bitcoin or something.
So I would keep increasing the price.
You know what
until
you should do? You should like vintage them instead.
What does that mean?
You should age owe them. Yeah.
Like, fart in the jar, hold it for like 2 years, 3 years. It'd be like
pickle them?
In the
fancy
barrel,
wine.
In a oak barrel.
Okay.
Nice oaky fart.
He's got to sell them first.
Casket.
But honestly, dude, I probably would keep doing it until I'm dead.
Or felt like you were having a heart attack.
No, I think as you're heart attacking, you're like, grab me that jar.
Yeah, I'm going to sell this heart attack fart for like
$5,000. This fart's probably going to be insane.
She ain't hanging it up, you know.
This fart has got to be insane.
Death fart, $5,000.
Yeah, exactly. Death fart. Oh, shit.
Deathfart.com.
Deathfart.biz. Wow, dude. What about that? Selling
dead people's last farts.
Old people's last farts.
Oh, dude. I start working in a nursing home just pretending like I give a shit about old people. But instead, dude, I'm bringing in like these like old Gerber bottles.
No, but it also has to be their last fart.
Hey, wait.
Which is like.
Right. So here's the thing.
I got
dude,
a name
so
for the
he's
operation.
He's like an angel of death.
No, I got a name for the operation.
And also, I'm collecting a lot of farts thinking it's their last fart and they like hang on for another year.
So you
gotta
toss it.
Can I offer a name?
Offer a name.
All right, I want to call it Dying Wishes.
Okay.
It's like fart jars people want.
Yeah, they're
from
they're
dying
wish-
people.
Yeah,
dying
but it needs
wishes.
To be, you need to know what it is in the title.
There's got
to
be like.
Yeah, Dying Wishes Fart Jar.
Dying Wishes Fart Jar.
No, that's way better. Dying Wishes Fart Jar is better.
That's a good name. Dying Wishes Fart Jar.
Dying Wishes Fart Jar.
I got one. I got one for the nerds. I got one for the nerds, man.
Oh, no.
Yeah, give
for
it.
For the weebs. I got one for the weebs.
Oh!
Grave of the Fart Flies.
Oh, no.
Wait, I don't get
it. I'm into it. There's an anime called Grave of the Fireflies.
Wow, dude. You're going for a very specific market.
No, I gotcha.
The fireflies get trapped up in a jar.
Is that true?
Kind of a jar. It's a candy box.
So that is a good name. It's just like it's lost on most people.
And you put some LEDs on the jar and then farted it?
It's a very specific audience. But
it's got layers too.
I feel like if
I feel like a lot of the dudes buying fart jars. That's true. Also the
so let's say you had the great part. These are dead people.
Let's just call this Dying Wishes Brewery. And they have like different kinds of farts that come out.
Sure.
And Burrito Special is called
the Grave of the Fart Flies.
Yeah, it's a strain, it's like an IPA of some sort.
No, no, here's how he gets it. He goes to the suicide forest.
Oh, no.
And camps out.
No!
Oh, that's insane.
Oh,
man.
Fucking,
that's dark, man.
Jake Paul's this shit.
The freshest.
Yeah, oh, my God.
They're still steaming.
Yeah, and I guess you would need to do one for each, like a bunch of different markets. Like for my dad, I would come in like a skull, like a skull. He dips skull, so maybe in like one of those little
skull cans.
Skull containers, like a wintergreen fart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he opens it up, it smells like wintergreen skull, but it also farts. Has some whore's fart in it.
Oh.
So I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of growth opportunity
for
Dying Wish fart jars.
I do like Dying Wishes Fart Jars LLC.
There you go. So from speaking fart jars.
Speaking of stuff that comes out of your ass.
Sure.
Yeah, I love that segue.
Pabst Blue Ribbon tweets New Year's advice for sober followers. Here's the tweet. Not drinking this January? Try eating ass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
I'm of two minds about this.
Yeah.
On one hand, it's fun.
Yeah.
It is fun. Yeah. But on the other hand, I don't like my companies to get cute on Twitter. It's annoying.
I don't know. I feel like, are they telling you to eat ass like you're not, like, go fuck yourself type thing? Or are they telling you to eat ass like, yeah, let's go get some groceries?
I think it was more,
that's what I thought.
Yeah.
The first one.
Oh, no. I don't think it was an insult. I think it was more like just a fun thing to say. They're like, oh, we don't care if you don't drink or not, but here's a fun thing to say.
Instead of drinking, why don't you eat ass? Fucker.
I think they're saying give it a shot because it's kind of pleasurable.
I was thinking that they were saying that Pabst Blue Ribbon tastes like ass. So if you're not drinking and you still want the great taste, why don't you go lick an asshole?
Yeah. Do you want to get drunk, but also
do you
that's
not?
What,
are
that's
you not
what a lot of people. That's a common joke that a lot of people were making as well. They did take down the tweet.
Take that,
and,
Gemini,
and apologize.
Yeah, seriously, fuck me. Hey, okay, dude, the internet's already made that joke, so...
You call the fuck down?
Hey, the internet already made that joke. Why don't you try eating ass? Gemini.
If you're not going to be funny this month in January...
Maybe eat ass!
If you're sober from making funny jokes, maybe eat ass.
Try eating ass!
Fuck, bitch!
No, hey, what was interesting to me is they deleted it? What...
There was some back and forth that started getting unprofessional on like a business
site. Yeah. So
it's kind of that thing that you hire this new guy to take care of your social media and he doesn't know how to run it.
He made you viral.
No, he did his job.
He made you viral.
I'm back on that guy's side because, I mean, the fact that they deleted it, I hate that even more than them being cute.
Do you think he's going to have longevity there?
I figured you would hate it more knowing that.
That's why you picked the story, just for
just
you.
Just keep it. You did it.
Leave it in.
It went viral. It worked.
Everybody already knows about it.
Yeah.
And then you delete it. Now you just Streisand it.
Yeah, the Streisand effect. Look it up, assholes.
It's a real thing.
Eat ass. Speaking of viral, do you remember that one lady that went into that zoo cage with the spider monkeys?
Oh, wait. Do we have an update?
With the Cheetos?
Wait. Oh, yeah, the Cheetos.
Yeah.
Cheeto fingers.
In El Paso.
Did we say this? That when she was getting booked and they had her fingerprints?
Cheeto fingerprints. Well, let's bring that up. Nice, dude. She had Cheeto fingers on the fingerprint card.
Uh-huh.
I'll believe it.
So what happened here?
Anyways, you got to go back and listen to that episode to understand the full context of what that meant.
It just became a trope, so here's another spider monkey story.
Oh, okay.
Good. I was hoping for an update, but...
Me too.
This will do.
Or it's a, just growing trend. Woman found smuggling spider monkeys in duffel bag across U.S. border.
Okay.
According to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, the primates are considered endangered under the Endangered Species Act.
Why does fish get the top billing on that U.S. Fish and also every other animal? You know, isn't that weird?
I think they're established because of fishing the sport. And you'd have to preserve.
My bad. I'll take it. Wow. Shay Mark, delete it.
That's just a thought. I don't think, I'm just making that up.
No, I think you're right.
And it's important because it's land sustenance. And sea. Yeah, you don't want to overfish.
I get it.
Two of my land.
One if by C. Triple C.
See you in hell.
So they just caught a lady with spider monkeys in her duffel bag?
Yeah, I just thought it was weird. I remember that story, so I wanted to bring it up first about the...
I didn't realize spider monkey, there was a market for spider monkeys.
What do you think they were going to do with these spider monkeys?
Rape them?
Jesus.
Jeez.
Maybe.
It's funny because
I think it was probably
going to
be in a
that?
Private menagerie.
Are they? They're pretty small, I guess, huh? They could fit in a duffel bag. How many monkeys are in a?
Have you seen how hungry spider monkeys are?
Are they? They got big dicks.
That's why they. That's why they harvest them.
Jesus, they
look
harvest
at this
their
weird
big dicks.
Looking yeah. Fucking
got alopecia.
Yeah,
I think it's a baby.
Oh,
maybe that's a natural pattern for that species.
Nope.
Speaking of natural patterns.
Little Caesars, I didn't read this, so hopefully one of y'all read this.
Nope.
Little Caesars hot and ready pizza no longer costs $5. Not even Little Caesars is immune from price increases. The chain's signature $5 hot and ready pizza now costs 11% more. I think, what is it, $5.55?
Yeah.
Advertise, man, they're picking numbers.
That's not bad if you're going to do
it. Hey, look, nobody else had a $5 pizza, okay?
Okay, so you're saying maybe
even
they deserve
gas
it.
Station pizzas
are more than $5?
Yeah.
Without a coupon.
Okay.
Without the 7-Eleven app.
Without the daily special.
Whoa.
You're not pissed off by this.
It's happening to everyone.
That's right. And, you know, it's been that way for, I mean, at least 20 years or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, at least Little Caesar didn't shrinkflate us on that shit, you know?
Oh, you know what? This has more integrity.
Exactly.
Than shrinkflating.
It's telling you, look, the economy.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, I get it, the economy.
Also, like, you know, people get, like, raises for inflation and stuff. I mean, why can't Little Caesars get a little raise for inflation?
Yeah, why can't Little Caesar
himself?
Cost of
living increase.
Sure, he's been alive a long time.
Little Caesars, dude.
I always think it's Julius Caesar. Is that who you think it is, too?
I think it's supposed to be Julius. Yeah, it's a little cartoon Julius. Pizza, pizza.
Is that how Julius Caesar sounded?
Kaiser.
Pizza, okay. Pizza. That's okay. Why they stabbed him, dude, because he was fucking annoying.
He just kept saying pizza, pizza. That was like his catchphrase. Caesar.
Yeah, Brutus was like, look, dude, just stop. I don't want to have to. I don't want to have to stab you,
pizza,
dude.
Pizza,
just
pizza.
Stop.
Pizza, pizza. Stop. Pizza, pizza, pizza.
And then he stabbed
him. Brutus. Pizza, pizza. Pizza, pizza.
He's
stop. French. Pizza,
pizza.
Pizza,
la pizza.
Burritus. I heard him say burritus.
Burritus. Oh. And two burritas. Pizza, pizza.
And two burrito.
It's two burrito.
Speaking of burritos.
That's a shirt.
North Korea claims Kim Jong-un's dad invented the burrito.
Oh we got some controversy here.
Oh.
Kim Jong-il came up with wheat wraps in 2011.
Am I Korean?
Shortly before
Korean?
He suffered a fatal heart attack. Not
Are
from
you
farting.
Kim Jong-il?
Well, you know what's funny to this? Okay, so Kim, he invented wheat wraps in 2011. He thinks 2011, he thinks burritos.
That's when burritos were invented.
Yeah.
It was 2011.
You know how there were no burritos before 2011?
Remember 2010?
I can explain.
Do you remember 2010?
I'll tell you why.
I didn't think so because the burrito wasn't invented yet. Because
I didn't invent it yet.
I think they're spinning things, though, because...
You think North Korea is spinning things?
No, I think it's a no-spin zone, personally.
Well, they're spinning it their own way, because they never used to have something that resembled a burrito in North Korea until 2011.
Oh, so maybe it was like they didn't know what it was until then.
Right. And they called them wheat wraps. They didn't call them burritos, so the news is just like, hey, that style of taking that big circle and folding the ingredients on the inside, that's a burrito. You know,
and then North Koreans are like, what
term.
Are ingredients?
No, we're calling them, yeah.
What is food? Please tell me, what is it?
Please tell me, what is food?
Is it cardboard that
so,
I eat?
That wheat wrap, I wouldn't even call it a burrito. They're just mixing the words up.
Oh, no. Are we about to have a fucking discussion,
here?
A pedantic discussion about the nature, the true nature of a burrito?
Well, it's like
being
tech
a Chinese
decks, it's regional.
Origin?
A wheat wrap...
No, those are two
if
different
things. If you close
things.
A wheat wrap, is it a burrito?
No. I've always heard
you
them called
roll
wraps.
It. I guess you do roll
like
a
Subway
wrap.
Like Subway doesn't have
you do roll
burritos.
A
yeah, there are wraps and there are burritos, and I would say those are different things.
I think the wrap, okay. So like
wraps are cold.
Chill.
Right?
Whenever you have a burrito, all the ingredients are inside. When you have a wrap, it's like a pinwheel. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but I'm just saying if you closed a wrap... What you would normally do in a wrap, is that a burrito?
Like if you put all that stuff and wrapped it and
like
only
the
only thing on the outside is the tortilla.
Yeah.
Then yeah, it's a burrito on the inside.
That's all I want to say. That's all I wanted to know.
You can have a cold burrito.
So you're just using the word burrito loosely instead of more of a regional term for a
I'm using it how Kim Jong Il taught me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
When he invented it in 2011.
Yeah.
I do like the idea that they're like society is so closed and shitty that they didn't know what a burrito was.
Till 2011.
That's the truth.
That's 10 years after 9/11.
Damn.
9/11, two words. Inside job. You know, Slam Citizens, burritos always dreamed of being a Japanese egg-fried rice chef. Despite not being Japanese and last seen clutching a fistful of cilantro and cumin while mumbling something about burritos' traditional recipes. So grab your wok and let's fry these headlines on high heat, baby. This is Burritos Nippon News. Segment within a segment. Another segment.
What's the other word? Coriander.
Coriander?
Another coriander. Word for cilantro.
No, they're different.
No, they're two different things.
I don't think so, dude. Coriander is the seeds ground up. Yeah. Cilantro is the leaves.
Oh, okay.
They're
my
from
bad,
the same
then.
Plant.
Yeah. Oh, same plant. Okay.
They taste different.
All right. Well, I guess.
See you later, man.
I'll eat my own ass for that one.
Yeah. You're just double dipping on your own ass.
Dude, I'm just each slice.
So. You get another loaf of bread.
Now start wiping.
Sourdough.
We were talking about why I wrote high heat, baby.
Yeah, high heat, baby.
Tell us about a burrito.
I had an ex-girlfriend who was half Chinese.
Uh-oh.
And
goddamn those half Chinese girls.
Her family taught me how to make a lot of Chinese food, and one of the things she would always say was, like, when I would ask, well, oh, how high do I put the stove on? She's like, high heat, baby. That's the way it always
is. This is a shout out to your old girlfriend, your ex-girlfriend. Yeah.
This one goes out to the one I love
behind.
You brought it on yourself.
But I might be out of a job, though.
Oh, really? Why is that?
There's a robo-chef that will make you perfect fried rice without any need to lift a heavy wok.
Wow.
Why not?
Well, because there's a robot, and it does it for you.
Jesus.
So there was a, Eating Out Business Week 2021.
Mm-hmm.
Eating ass.
That's funny.
How much yen does this thing cost?
Yeah.
Nationwide Food Products Expo. So it took place in Japan. Chinese style fried rice. It's known as Chahan.
Chahan.
In Japanese.
What's the difference?
I don't. The spices? I guess it's fried.
They're both fried.
Chinese style.
Okay.
You don't really fry rice in Japanese.
You could if you wanted to, though, right?
I guess you could.
They don't do that.
Yeah,
it's unusual to fry rice in Japan.
Rice, regular rice in Japanese is gohan. So this is chahan.
What's gokun? Look it up, boys.
Yeah, so this it's a robot and it fries your rice for you.
I think this will finally settle whether or not love is an ingredient in food. This will finally settle that whole debate.
Well, yeah, because they put
Who
a pocket pussy on this
chef?
Robot.
Yeah.
People are fucking this robot. That's
While
what
making
we talked about earlier.
Rice.
Anytime you introduce technology, it's to advance the fucking
multitask.
Yeah. It's got to have a pocket pussy.
And every time there's like a news story about this new product, they're just talking about the thing that it does in addition to being
right.
Fucked.
At this point, it's
this,
like
this
if it's a robot,
also cooks.
Look, we understand. Yeah, it fucks. Okay, yes, it fucks. Yes, it fucks. We're tired of answering that question.
That's a default setting.
What
okay,
what else does it do? This one does
cooks
fried
the perfect
rice.
Fried rice.
Eventually, that question would stop being asked
and
because
does
it'll
fuck?
Be assumed.
God. Get him out of here.
Get a little pal sign on the box that's like, yes, it fucks.
Yes, it fucks.
They're apparently...
Yes, it fucks.
There are apparently also robots that are robot soba chefs.
Oh,
and
no.
Fried chicken cooking robots.
Are these really chefs or are they just programmed robots?
Yeah, yeah.
They're just being called cooking robots instead of robo chefs.
They're cooking robots.
That's giving
robots.
Them too much credit.
I'll see y'all later. I'll see y'all later. Art's got issues here.
I'm with Art.
I know.
Oh,
I'm
shit.
With Art because the chef implies, you know,
yeah.
Technique.
Sentience.
It's true.
What if
That's
it doesn't
true.
Reach that level of skill?
It's artistry.
And it's also a program,
yeah,
right?
This is
I remember
the
when
step,
we were in that Uber with
you know?
The
first
apprentice
step.
Of Iron Chef Morimoto.
Yes.
Iron Chef Morimoto. Is he your favorite Iron Chef burrito?
Probably.
I agree.
I thought he was the only one.
Masu.
It's crazy when you say that. Like, I would never have thought of her again in my life. Because every Uber conversation I've ever had with an Uber driver, I forget. I just block it out.
I'm not able to. We've already established that.
I'm really good at just saying, like, nope, that information is gone.
I want that.
Is that why you're like bitter, so you keep bringing it up so that I have to live it with you?
I mean, it's more fun with other people.
That's true.
Are you bitter like ramen tea?
Ooh, ramen tea. Ramen tea. It's an unusual drink that is hot in more ways than one.
Like two?
So, apparently, it's a little... it's two ways.
Yeah, it's hot two ways. Okay, I get it.
So it looks like ordinary tea, but the taste is more like ramen. It's a little spicy as well. Sick. Got a little heat to it.
Sure.
High heat, yeah. Baby.
High heat,
so
baby.
It's kind of cool. And these guys did a little taste test, and it sounded pretty good. I mean, it tasted pretty good.
Some randos on the internet said it tasted good, so maybe buy it.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, this is going to be really stupid, but what about ramen coke?
Ramen coke?
They probably have that.
Like ramen coke. Anyways, all right, let's move on.
Ramen coke.
Let's get out of here.
Ramen coke. I thought this was going to be ultimately a peepee. He's mad at you, dude.
Overqualified.
Dude, you fucking... Dad's not mad. He's just disappointed.
He's just disappointed, Brian.
He's fucking disappointed, dude.
I know. I just thought this was a safe space for puns, and you know it is.
You said no bad ideas. I like the guy.
Speaking of somewhat yellowish liquid.
Oh, good. Here we are.
Or it could be dark yellow. It's up to you.
Yeah. What if you, like, don't hydrate?
Bathe in the soothing golden waters of the Bath Time Mannequin
Piss
Yellow Water Gun Kit.
Is it pies? So,
yeah, is that piss with one S?
Peace.
Is that branding?
I'm going to start yelling. I'm going to start spelling piss with one S.
Girl, let me piss on you.
Drink my piss.
Girl, piss on me, maybe.
Is their slogan, give piss a chance?
Oh, we are saying.
Give piss a chance?
No, it's a piss R squared.
So these are like little water gun,
like a super soaker,
pistol. It's actually like a little fountain that sits
like a shower head.
What's the worst non-lethal thing you can put in a super soaker? What's the worst non-lethal thing?
It looks like a fucking
hydrochloric
douche.
Acid.
It looks non-lethal. Like a douche. Isn't this thing?
Oh, non-lethal.
Like
it's not lethal if it doesn't
stop.
Hit the right part.
Yeah, but it
gotta be strategic.
It can't hurt them.
So what is
ramen tea?
So what is this? What's the purpose of this?
Just to play with in the bath.
It's a toy.
Just to have a yellow water gun?
No. There's these little cherubs.
Yeah.
Oh, like okay.
And
those fountains.
And it's yellow. So it's supposed to look like piss.
Yeah.
It comes out yellow?
Yeah.
You gotta fill out the packet or something?
You actually take a piss in it.
I think it's refilled.
Oh, what if it like had like a scent and stuff in it.
Oh, no.
It smells like piss because it's piss.
No, not piss.
It comes with bath salts.
It's piss. John McAfee himself.
Back for the dead.
Bath salt bay himself.
You put it in your bath water.
This is strange, dude.
Make sure you don't toss out the baby with that bath water. Okay, that was the news.
Food truck fanboys, you haven't lived until you've conquered the crazy one. Intergalactic Bubba Runner Boobaguette serves you
everything
in the crazy one. Infinite calories for a not so infinite price.
$9.95.
Best bring your appetite because the crazy one has
everything.
No substitutions.
No!
Don't give up your much earned cred by asking for no pickles or no onions. Boobo won't hold the mayo because it wouldn't be the crazy one if it didn't have
everything.
So next time you've got a craving for clout that will get your feet wet, find the most badass food truck in the galaxy and order the crazy one from Booba Gets.
I'm Booba Gets, and I gets it, so get it,
bitch.
Hey, is your mic on the switch somehow?
Oh, did it?
Mine?
Tap.
Tap your mic.
Oh!
Oh, wow, that was a nice harmony there,
Arthur. Not bad.
It's because I unplugged my headphones.
Oh. Your butt plug.
Did you take out your butt plug?
Take out your damn
never
Wi-Fi
butt
plug.
Never take out the butt plug
you
when you're
home. Bluetooth
butt plug,
the
dude.
Bluetooth
you're
butt
gonna walk
plug,
up
where you hand the stranger a remote.
Yeah, dude. I've always wanted one of those, man. Not the butt part, but the remote. Anyways, we can talk about that later.
What would you do?
No, press I just it? Want
you
someone
to
have it
me
in
to
their
do
pussy.
That read again?
Yeah. No.
What I have for lunch?
What I have for lunch?
Do it again.
What I have for lunch?
Oh, I was off. Anyways, keep it in. It's more real that way.
Real, real. Boomchi, what did you have?
It was a water-based lunch, as usual.
A salad?
A soup.
A soup. Soups. It was a soup-based lunch.
Was
okay,
it
this
jazzy
one,
jambalaya?
No, no.
Whoa.
This was classic American soup.
Chicken
home
noodle?
Style chicken
that's
noodle.
Right. That's it, dude.
Chicken and stars?
Ding, ding, ding.
Was it because you had COVID and you're like,
no,
I'm going to eat chicken noodle soup?
I did eat some chicken noodle soup while I had COVID, and it felt like a real...
It felt right?
It felt right.
Felt right?
Did you have any chicken and stars?
I wish, dude.
Ooh, I used to love that when I was a kid.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Chicken and stars.
What about you, Burrito? Jesus. Did you have a sandwich from Quizno?
I didn't because I stayed home today.
Oh.
Okay. Well,
so you made it at home.
Was it a pouch
yeah, boomfie,
of fucking
I made it
mashed
at home.
Potatoes and some tuna?
It was not.
Oh!
Was it breakfast for lunch?
It was not.
Okay.
I just had mouth surgery, so.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So you just.
Soup?
Was it also
I
soup?
I did.
Ramen.
It did have. Yeah, it was ramen.
Ramen Coke?
Ramen.
Miso flavored.
Oh, wow. Not tonkatsu?
Nah.
Oh,
was it in a cup?
Is that what you're doing? Yeah.
It wasn't. It was in a bag.
In a bag? Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was bagged. But not the usual.
Oh, was it Shin Ramen?
Suspects. I can't remember who makes it, but
they
it's not
ramen,
top ramen and it's not Maruchan.
Shin
I got
ramen?
It at the Japanese store.
Oh, excuse me.
You're telling me a Shin fried this ramen? Okay. Sorry.
A Shin robot?
You need to sit your little sexy
a robo
down.
Chef?
Yeah, it was a robo chef.
All right, Boomchi. Oh, I didn't have lunch.
What do you have for lunch?
I'm just making more work for Jay.
I'm gonna have to harken back. Hold on, let me think about it. Do you know what you got, Hart?
Boomchi.
Yes.
It was drive-through. Boomchi.
Narrow it down.
Shortest URL.
Taco Bell?
Yes.
Taco, what is it?
Oh, ta.co.
Ta.co.
Isn't that the best URL?
Nice.
It really is.
So I had value menu
Bell.
Stuff. It was value menu. I had one of them today, actually, but there was a couple of vegetarian options in there, and I was thinking about Taco Bell being like a real vegetarian option because I don't believe it is.
No, it might be vegetarian. It might not be. It's not gonna be vegan.
No, yeah. Definitely not vegan. But I'm just saying, like,
I mean, the
like a non-meat
taco?
Option.
If it just had like
cheese.
You know cheese, beans, and like
yeah
the
beans,
salad.
The beans help,
yeah.
And the rice help.
Yeah,
do
pretty much
rice?
Everything but the meat
and those tortilla strips.
Do they have rice at Taco Bell?
Yeah,
yeah, of course.
Never had it.
Yeah. What?
I feel like I haven't.
I feel like you had it today.
Maybe I did. Okay, and the burritos.
Yeah. Yeah,
probably.
You're right. What am I talking about?
What are you tacoing about?
Did you have cheesy fiesta potatoes? Do they still have
no,
those?
No, I'm not a fan of that.
There's always rice in me.
Wow.
It comes in like styrofoam number one. It's just like...
Squeeze it out.
Jesus.
Yeah. And then God. Two, it's just like potatoes with like
squeeze it
cheese
on my butt,
and
dude.
Sour cream on it.
You want some rice? I can get you some rice.
Squeeze my tummy
squeeze
and
it
comes
out of
my
butt.
Butt.
I sell my rice jars.
Oh, wow.
Did you figure out what you had, Gemini
yeah,
Jackson?
Yeah, Boomchi, circle.
Jerk.
Pizza!
Yeah, but pizza. It's like a special ooh. Pizza.
Special, huh?
Red Baron.
You got me.
That's so special. The specialist.
You got me. No. I don't think you'll guess this place.
Is
don't
it
have
a
it
local
often.
Place or do they have
it
a chain?
It is a local joint.
Oh.
So
not the place, so you, I guess we'll
yeah,
have to...
guess what I had.
A margarita pizza?
It was not margarita, but it was a specialty pizza.
A Hawaiian pizza?
Not Hawaiian.
I was there. I don't even remember what it was.
Yeah. So
a pesto
think
pizza?
Of like, not pesto. You're kind of like.
It's like a supreme pizza?
Right, not supreme.
Like an Alfredo pizza?
It was red sauce.
Okay.
Guess what toppings?
Cheese.
Yeah.
People order cheese.
That's what
pizzas.
We had for lunch. No, yeah. Cheese. What else?
Pepperoni?
No.
Sausage? Italian sausage?
Nope.
Mushrooms?
Nope.
I think it's not that much of an Italian one, right?
It's not that Italian.
Oh, did
that
it have brisket been, on it?
It did not have brisket.
That's close.
It's, no, completely different meat.
So
prosciutto.
Not prosciutto.
No, bison? That's real Italian.
Not bison.
Poultry.
Wagyu steak.
He said poultry.
I said poultry.
Chicken.
Ooh.
Chicken cheese. What else went on there?
Chicken cheese, red sauce, spinach.
But when you're saying red sauce, you mean marinara sauce.
There was marinara.
Oh, there was?
Yeah.
Okay. My bad, dude.
But there's also more red sauce on it from a specific place.
Oh.
This style chicken is from a specific place.
Chicken carbonara? Like,
no.
No, it wasn't like Thai chicken or something.
It was not Thai chicken. Not a bad guess, but it's within the United States on the East Coast.
Oh, buffalo wing chicken?
Yeah. Not wings, though. Just buffalo chicken.
Like they were tossed around and put on the pizza?
No, there's just chicken.
And then buffalo sauce?
And then buffalo sauce.
Oh, is this Pizza Hut?
No.
it's a local
Pizza Hut.
But
pizza
that might only be as good as Pizza Hut. Who knows?
Wow.
Wow.
Calling them out. That's what we have for lunch.
What we have for lunch. This is the moment everybody's been waiting for.
Mm-hmm. And you've been warming up all that for it.
Oh, Jesus, extra.
Last night, I awoke in a sweat. The cravings arising from deep within my loins. The salty taste of her belly. Her humid heat warmed my tongue. The soft crunch of that corpulent pancita. Oh, where was I to find a greasy slab of fat to satiate such forbidden desires? Then, I remembered. Deacon Farms Country Bacon.
Well, howdy, y'all. I'm Jimmy Thickum, president and CEO
of Thickum Farms.
We farm raise our triple C standard hogs to be the thickest and the quickest, all greased up and ready to go. I start every morning with the slickest, thickest trim, fresh from the hog. When you need a slice to fill you up nice, get the arteries pumping and those veins are popping, think Thickum.
Thickum Farms.
Thickum Farms Country Bacon is available at the Thickum Farms booth at the Slam City Farmers Market every Saturday and Sunday morning. Not recommended for children under 18 or women who are nursing or pregnant. Side effects include, but are not limited to, sore jaw and fingers, itis, and big fat ass boners lasting longer than 4 hours.
Ooh, come to Papi Cerda Gorda.
Everyone's entitled to the true false on Twitter and Instagram at Slam City Radio. Get in touch with us through our contact form at slamcityradio.com. We'll send you a sticker, then ask you, we'll stick it. Subscribe to Spotify, iTunes, Google Play.
All day, every day. Scram.
I said split. Shake your
scene,
research.
Hey, Dad. Dad? Stick it up your ass.
Oh.
I don't know why that was to Dad, but I guess because we talked about him earlier and just on my mind.
This
he had to know.
Now!
Oh, shit.
Was that too much?
Hit him up.